Good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We've got a big show coming up tonight. We'll be talking both men's and women's basketball as well as baseball at Northwest Missouri State. You know, all that coming up in the next hour. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, what a weekend that was out of Bearcat Arena. A couple of very good wins for the Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams.
Yeah. A couple of Saturdays have been that way. We've had some exciting Saturday basketball the last 2 weeks, one on the road. This last one at Bearcat Arena, huge crowd out there on Saturday, made it just that much more fun. We've seen a lot of huge crowds. We come to get used to those, but they were into it, and really just an exciting time, exciting game. And any time you get a doubleheader sweep, that makes it a lot more fun, especially when you look at the women's side, when them beating a ranked team as well.
And one of the things going into that, we talked about that, it was very important to open up that game and get off to a good start against Fort Hays State. They were able to do that and held off Fort Hays State during the second half.
Yeah, Hays is one of those teams you can't, if you fall behind, it's going to be tough to come back. And so you've got to get ahead. You've got to stay ahead in that ball game. And you know you're going to have to weather some storms as well. You know, even if you get out to a good size lead, Hays is going to be able to hit some shots, work their way back into it, and make sure it's going to be a game for a full 40 minutes. And I think probably on Saturday was the closest to a full 40 minutes we've seen Northwest play this year, and that was really exciting to see.
Did a great job on defense, rebounding, and also really distributed the ball, had some even scoring on the offensive side.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, we saw three players over 20 points in the win the week before. They were 1 point away from having three players with 20 points each, you know, so you've got to have that. You got to be able to put up some numbers. We saw Mallory McAndrews come off the bench and put up 11 points, so four players in double-digit scoring in that game, and that's exactly what you need, because if you've got just one or two players you can rely on, teams can focus on stopping those one or two players, try to make somebody else beat you. But if you've got three or four players that can score in double digits or score above 20 like we've seen, makes it a lot harder to defend a team like that.
And the men's game went close through the first half, but to open things up in the second half.
Yeah, you know, both games last week we saw close halftime scores. We had a one-point game and a three-point game at halftime, and then double-digit wins in both of them. So strong second halves for Northwest, and, you know, that's to be expected. They're a very good team. They're going to come out and make some adjustments that they need to at halftime, play better at halftime. And honestly, as hard as opponents have to work, especially to try to defend this Northwest men's team, they're going to wear out mentally and physically both, and I think we've seen some of that as well from opponents.
Again, we've got a good show tonight besides basketball, talking baseball, and that's right around the corner as well.
Yeah, they've been practicing, even though the snow's been flying. They try to do what they can when they can to be able to practice and, get ready for the southern swing, I guess you could call it, to start the season. And you just basically have to do what you can with what you got in this part of the country, and that's what they're doing right now.
Again, our guest tonight on the men's side in basketball, it's head coach Ben McCollum, along with player off of his team, Anthony Woods. We'll talk with women's basketball coach Buck Scheel, also head baseball coach Darren Lowe, and two players off of his squad, pitcher Anthony Canapiel, as well as infielder James Holler. That's all coming up on our show tonight from Carson Sports Grill. A reminder that support for the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body, screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dining in or carry out. More at 660-582-2699. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have a lot more coming up on the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Or at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW as we turn our attention to baseball. As we talked about, even though the snow's flying, they're still getting ready for a season that's not going to wait for the weather. And baseball coach Darren Lowe joins us. Coach, this time of year, do you really kind of know from day to day whether you're going to have inside practice, outside practice? Is it just when practice time hits, you do what you can? Is that kind of the way it works this time of year?
Yeah, it's really just hit and miss. You know, we'll get outside anytime we possibly can, and we'll even when it's, you know, temperatures aren't where we really want them, we'll get outside and get out on the turf football field and get some work in. So it's you know, that's the great thing about cell phones and social media. We can send out a group me and change our plans at the last minute. So you know, we try to make a decision by noon every day if we're going to go outside or go inside or you know, plan it out as best we can. But you know, if that temperature gets over 35 and we don't have any snow on the ground, we're going to get outside and try to get as much work in as possible.
If the guys are practicing outside in the colder temperatures, when it does finally warm up, you get into the MIAA part of the season, does it almost make the game feel a little bit easier when the temperatures have warmed up once you've battled through that cold weather?
Yeah, it seems like it. You know, unfortunately, I think we still have a lot of winter left. You know, that's what we have to keep in the back of our minds. And, you know, we were just checking the forecast down in Elba, Oklahoma for opening weekend, and it's anywhere from mid-40s to mid-50s. So, you know, it'll be feel like the tropics to us when we go down there. But, you know, it's one of those things in spring baseball in the Midwest. You just don't know what you're going to get as far as weather, and you just have to be prepared for it. And you're going to have to battle through some of those elements, you know, hopefully not, you know, end of April. You know, we hope the weather straightens out middle of February going into March so we can play some home games here. But, you know, sometimes you got to battle through it, and our guys do a good job of that.
If you do travel south and you face some of those teams that, say, have been practicing in warmer weather, you see a 40-degree game, does that almost give you guys a little bit of an advantage because you're kind of used to those cooler temperatures? Have you seen that in the past?
You know, possibly. I think, you know, just having practiced in it a little bit more, I think maybe we get a little bit of an advantage, you know, when we have been through that and practiced through that. On the flip side, you know, those teams have been outside since Christmas time on their baseball field, playing in space, probably have inter-squad scrimmage, you know, all the way through winter. So, you know, it's kind of a give and take. Usually those teams are a little bit ahead of us as far as, you know, where their preparation is. But this year with no snow on the ground, we've been outside four or five times already, which, you know, certainly helps us prepare our outfielders seeing balls in the sky, infielders taking ground balls. And, you know, so this year has been, you know, tremendous for our preparation.
When you talk about preparing for a season, do you find that pitchers come along a little quicker in the earlier season, or is it the offense that comes along a little bit quicker? How does that work?
You know, I think the pitching is a little bit ahead, probably in the first month of the season, maybe the first 3 weeks of the season, and it's, you know, it's just timing. And, you know, I think come next Friday, I think things will change a little bit because we start keeping stats. You know, right now, you know, our guys will go in the batting cage, take a good round of batting practice. All this weekend we'll be pitching live. Our pitchers will be throwing to our hitters in a batting cage all those hitters, you know, they find a barrel, they think it's a home run, and we obviously know that's not the case. So, you know, just you know, fighting that mentality of I hit that ball well, and but I still got out, kind of takes a little while. So, so hopefully, you know, we do have a veteran group, and they can, you know, battle through some of those things a little bit quicker than maybe a younger team might.
One of those areas, you talk about the veteran group, one of those areas you're really going to see that is with the pitching staff this year. Talk a little bit about the makeup of this year's staff.
Well, we return all three of our starters, and which is, you know, makes our life a lot easier. You know, kind of know what you're going to get, and hopefully you get a little bit better every year. Being a year older and a year stronger, those all of our pitchers have done a great job as far as their preparation, have been on a arm strengthening program all year, and really just gauged their preparation for opening day, and they've been tremendous at it. Our Friday guy, Joseph Hitbus, he was our Friday guy last year, and you know, he was a sophomore last year and kind of learning along the way, but had a solid year, and we certainly hope he's going to be better. We have Anthony Canapiel here tonight, and Anthony's, you know, any of our three guys could be our Friday guy. It just matchup wise, this is the way we do things. But you know, Anthony's a dominant performer on the mound. He set a school record last year in innings pitched, and he was really our workhorse last year. And then Brad Roberts, another junior who is coming off of his senior year and coming off of his sophomore year, and hopefully he's a year better, year stronger. And then, of course, Nico Pablo, our guy who threw the no-hitter last year at Missouri Western, we're going to move him into the closer's role. So added a couple more pieces to kind of give us some depth in that bullpen, and you know, hopefully we stay healthy and continue throwing strikes.
When you talk about having the Friday guy, you know, we're talking weekend series most of the time, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that sort of thing. What are you looking for in a Friday guy? What are you looking for in the guy, you know, how do you determine who's going to fit in those spots in those series?
Well, I think last year we started off with Anthony Canapiel as our Friday guy, and Anthony's a little bit more of a unique pitcher because he can throw four pitches for strikes. He's a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup guy, and he can throw any of those at any time. So Joe Hitbus is a little bit different. Joe's a fastball guy, and he can throw fastballs by people. He's going to pitch his game, and very few breaking balls, very very little off-speed stuff. So we kind of use that matchup this year with Joe leading off with Anthony and Brad second and third, just because Joe's going to throw his game no matter what. We're going to throw fastballs, and we're going to locate that fastball, maybe an occasional slider here and there. But we're going to find out on Friday who their free swingers are. So if we got a guy that really likes to swing early in the count, we have the ability now on Saturday with Anthony to come out and throw first pitch slider, to throw a 3-1 changeup. So that's kind of why we matched up like that. And it was really successful down the stretch of, you know, just being able to identify. Of course, we do, you know, scouting and do all those things. But being able to see that team on a Friday and not – we're not going to change Joe no matter what anyway. Let's just put Anthony there where we can put him in the best situation to be successful.
What about the defense behind him? I know your first baseman we'll hear from a little bit later on, but what about the defense behind the pitching staff this year?
You know, I think we had to plug a few holes. I thought we were very good defensively last year. Our catching, we felt like needed to get better, and we returned one of our guys in Jay Herlicka. His arm was a little banged up last year, so he DH'd a lot more than he caught. Then we had we added a transfer catcher in Alexson Herrera. He's actually a kid from Venezuela, who was at Highland Community College last year, and he's pretty darn good back there. So we really shored up the catching situation. James Haller and a couple other guys at first base, we have the ability to go some righty-lefty matchups if we choose to do that. Senior Ozzie Adams at second base turns a great double play and just, you know, really kind of the high motor of our infield. At second base, we actually signed two guys to play shortstop. We lost Nick Gatta. He's one of our notable losses from last year at shortstop, and we brought two guys in, but unfortunately one of the guys had an injury that we needed to take care of and had surgery. So Logan Rycraft, he was another kid that was at Highland Community College last year, and so he's looking to play shortstop. Landon Figg is a kid out of North Central Missouri. He is kind of leading at the third base spot right now, and we do have a couple other options there. And then we return our entire outfield, and Colby Greenslade, Garrett Fort, Austin Wolf, Aaron Barrett. So all four of those guys are back. So, you know, when you talk about preparation and practice and all those things, you know, it's pretty easy on us when we can just, you know, shoot out a text and say, this is what we're going to do, and we show up and, you know, the mounds are already set up and the hitting stations are already set up because, you know, these guys have been through it, you know, 2, 3, 4 years already.
You were talking about Ozzie Adams and Nick Gatta, the double play combination and how those guys were so good. Ozzie, obviously a big part of that, being back. How long does it take for either one of the two, but for them to get used to, in this case, a new shortstop and trying to make sure you've got the timing and everything like that?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a challenge. I think, you know, they work together for the most part all the way through the fall, you know, with Logan and Ozzie. And I think there's going to be a little bit of getting used to. But, you know, both of those guys, I think when you take a step back and just look at their abilities, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's all, you know, hands, arm strength. It's, you know, just being able to flip the ball to second base and just to control the baseball. And I think both of those, you know, even though they haven't played together a lot up to this point, I think they're both such good athletes. I think it'll kind of work its way out.
Offensively, where are the strengths in the lineup going to be this year?
You know, I think that was probably, I wouldn't say our weakest part of our team last year, but you know, like to score a few more runs, so obviously that was a part of our recruiting process, going out and getting some guys that we felt could help us in the middle of our order. Landon Figg was one of those guys that we signed early. He hit over 400 at North Central Community College last year. We have Luke Hassman. He's another big first baseman that we brought in, and then a lot of these guys just getting, I think that year under their belt last year is really going to help them. You know, a lot of those guys last year in the lineup were, that was their first year in that situation, you know, kind of coming into their own. So, you know, coming back and having them, you know, 1 year older, hopefully 1 year smarter, 1 year stronger, you know, I think, you know, they're ready to have great years.
A lot of time in Oklahoma and Arkansas here over the next few weeks before you get a chance to play here at home. What are some of the things you try to look for when, you know, you're on the road so much early on, trying to learn about the team, that sort of thing? What do you want to try to pick up on in the early part of the season before you get into MIAA play?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing, and obviously this team, with the finish that we had last year, has high expectations and for themselves and as a team. But, you know, when we start looking at going into opening day, I felt like my only goal was win game one. You know, not trying to say that we're going to be this in the conference and, you know, we're going to finish here. You know, just go out and win game one, and that's get the first win under your belt, and then we'll look for win number two. So, you know, that's kind of the short range. I think what I've seen in the past a little bit is, you know, hitter or pitchers trying to miss bats, you know, not throwing enough strikes. So, you know, we want to get after the opponent hitters and, you know, throw quality pitches. Our goal is to get to a 1-2 count and execute a 1-2 pitch and get an out of it. So so those are the things, you know, from a pitching side of things. You know, we expect to play great defense at all times. You know, there have been some situations, if we haven't been outside, that might be a little bit of a challenge, especially fly balls. Last time we were in Alva, Oklahoma, I think we dropped 3 fly balls and ended up costing us a couple ball games. So, but fortunately, again, we've been outside and been able to do those things. And then just offensively, I think just really trying to do the little things. You know, we can work on swings and we can work on contact and things like that. I just want our guys to go out and compete every day, you know, and just run the bases hard. breaking up double plays, taking extra bases when we can, and those are little things, and I would imagine it's the same in all sports in the MIAA. You're not going to out-athlete anybody in the MIAA. Everybody's going to be very similar, top to bottom, you know, all teams in our league, and it's going to be those little things that set you apart and move you up that standings chart. To get you where you want to be at the end of the year.
All right, Coach. Well, I know season's quickly approaching. Good luck this year, and hopefully we can get through another cold weather portion of the season.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
That is Darren Lowe, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State baseball team. And when we come back, we'll hear from a couple players from his team. And we'll do that right after this timeout as we come back to Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at Heinlein Home Furnishings.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We are broadcasting live with the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Right now we've got Ryan Elliott going around handing out some of our entry slips, so we'll be having some giveaways thanks to the student body here in Maryville a little bit later during our program here this evening. Still talking baseball, as we have with us pitcher Anthony Canapil along with infielder James Hollett with us. And guys, I was talking to you a little bit earlier. When you wake up in the morning, you look outside, you got a little bit of snow flurries here. First thing you guys think of is baseball, right?
Always is.
Yeah, you never know with the weather here in Maryville, but, you know, we get the work that we can while we can before we leave.
All right. And, Anthony, let's first talk a little bit about your expectations this year, coming off such a great season last year, leading the team in innings pitched. Just talk a little bit about the expectations you have coming into this season.
I really just try to go out every game and give our team the best chance to win, regardless of how many innings that means I throw. But last year I was fortunate enough to make enough starts where I threw a bunch of innings and was able to break the record. But basically just try to win every game I pitch.
It really seems like you've got a pretty experienced pitching staff this
year. Yeah, we do. We have a lot of juniors and seniors this year for the first time. So, you know, we can't be the young team anymore. Can't use that excuse.
And let's talk a little bit about preparing for your season opener. Again, you guys have had a chance to get outside just a little bit. But from your standpoint, working out on the mound and things, and inside at Bearcat Arena, what are some things you try to do to get ready for the season, even though you have to be inside a lot?
Well, pretty much any day we can get outside and play catch. We get outside no matter what time of day it is. But we've been able to throw off the mound inside two or three times now, and we have another time coming up this weekend where we get to face hitters again. So, I mean, we'll be ready to pitch in games. We just got to get used to being outside again.
And, James, from your standpoint, get outside some and use it to take advantage of the turf there at Bearcat Stadium. How much does that help you trying to get ready for the season?
It helped us tremendously, especially the fact that most of the fields that we play off this year will be turf. So we won't have any issue transitioning to that. I think we do have an advantage over the pitchers since we're able to take ground balls and do defensive drills on the turf, and they're able to come out there and do PFPs and stuff with them, but when it comes to them pitching inside, I think we have the advantage having the turf with their for our defensive drills. But like you said, anytime we can get outside, it's definitely a benefit here in Maryville. But we're ready to get out and play our first game February 3rd. And, you know, we're kind of tired of playing against ourselves on the turf and ready to start playing against somebody else.
Oh, I imagine so. I'd be glad to do. I head down south and talk a little bit, James, too, about coming off the season you did the last year. Really stepped up and made a difference offensively, giving the team a little bit of power there as well. They just kind of talk a little bit about some of the things that came around for you last year. Were you able to step up and do some things offensively?
Yeah, towards the middle of the season, I kind of started heating up a little bit after a slow start that I had last year. So that's my biggest focus this year is on our first road trip, not necessarily with the number of results that I get, but you know, this first road trip I want to focus on getting off on a good foot and having a good feel for everything and hopefully replicate a little bit what I did last year. But I know it's a new year, so last year's over and now it's time to focus on this year.
And first baseman, but I also know you play a little bit of third as well. Any preferences on where you play in the infield?
I really have no preferences. Wherever Coach Lowe thinks that I can help the team the best. Starting out this year, we'll be at first base, but, you know, at the drop of a hat, I'll be ready to play third base, outfield, wherever they need me.
I guess as long as your name's penciled into the lineup, you don't care, right?
Exactly. Whatever number's next to it really doesn't bother me.
And as far as, you're a little bit of a change at shortstop, but it looks like you guys have quite a bit of experience out on the field. What does that do to help out?
It's really good. You know, I think we only have two position guys that we lost coming from last year. So defensively, our alignment won't change too much, but I think it'll help because we're all used to everybody out there. We're comfortable knowing who's where. But like Coach Lowe always says, just because we're a year older doesn't mean we're a year better. So you know, even though we have the same lineup going through, we still have to remember that it's a new year. Last year's over, and it's time to put the work in now for the next 2 weeks and get ready to go from there.
For both of you guys, being experienced players in this program, a couple of seniors, from a leadership standpoint, what do you guys try to tell some of the younger guys coming through the program on how to go through the off-season workouts to make sure that you're ready for game one?
I mean, right now we're just trying to get ready for that first game, like you said. So everything we do is in order to get ready for that. So you got to make sure that you're not injured and pushing yourself too hard in the weight room or at practice when you don't feel the best because, you know, it doesn't matter if you feel really good on January 25th if you don't feel good on February 3rd.
And a lot of that, too, I would imagine from a pitching standpoint, just making sure that arm is ready. But you don't want to, again, you say get things to where you might have a tired arm by the time that starts. What do you have to do to pace yourself to make sure that you're ready for the season?
Well, me and the other starters right now have been working our pitch counts up every week to be able to hopefully go about 80 to 90 pitches on opening day or wherever your first start is. So, you know, we started with 40 pitches a couple weeks ago, and we're going to throw 80 this week. So our arms should be in pretty good shape by next week when the season starts.
Now you come to Northwest from Wheeler, Missouri via North Central Community College. Talk a little bit about what brought you to Northwest.
Well, I played 1 year at North Central, and I had one more year of eligibility there left. And Coach Creason messaged me one day on a recruiting site, and then I started talking to Coach Lowe, and I took a visit here, and I liked the campus, liked Coach Lowe, and started met a few guys on the team that day, and you know, I just liked Northwest a lot. And I was ready to move on from North Central, and I figured this was the best place for me to be.
Academically, what are you studying?
I'm a history major.
Well, that's a good major to have, and also time to make a little history yourself here at
yep,
Northwest,
that's
right?
That's the plan.
And again, James, let's just talk about what brought you to Northwest. Again, coming from Waynesville High School in St. Roberts, Missouri, just talk a little bit about what brought you to the Northwest campus.
We know it's senior year. That's when you really start focusing on you know where you want to go, and I went on a few visits and came up and met Coach Lowe and had a really good feeling right off the bat about the school here and the program. And, you know, you come up, you visit the campus, you talk to everybody, and you know, you just kind of get that family atmosphere. It's pretty contagious. So, you know, once you come to Maryville and you see everything, and it's kind of hard not to want to come to school here. So that's kind of where I came from. And I didn't really go on too many visits after that. You know, once I came up here, my decision was pretty much made.
And how about academics?
Last year, I actually graduated with a degree in accounting. And right now, in my first year at the MBA program here at Northwest.
And I understand, too, made the academic honor roll in the conference last year. So
I did. I had a pretty good semester, so it was nice to be acknowledged for that.
I would imagine for both of you guys, too, from that standpoint of things, that baseball must be one of the tougher sports to be able to keep your grades up, too, because you have so many games during the spring where you miss a lot of classes.
Oh, yeah. I think we pretty much miss every Friday class we have here. We're either playing here at home during the day or we're traveling somewhere to play. Especially now that we have the new schedule, we have the midweek games with Kearney and Mo West, so we'll miss a few midweek classes. A lot of guys don't mind missing those classes, I would say.
I don't.
But it is tough, but you know, you just got to stay on top of it.
All right, well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Thank you.
Again, with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show this evening, Anthony Canapillo, a pitcher for the Bearcats, and James Holler, an infielder for Northwest. We'll come back, turn attention to basketball, as we'll first of all talk with the women's head coach, Buck Shills. His team's coming off a big win on Saturday with that win over the nationally ranked Fort Hays State women. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. We've got a winner here before we start talking basketball, Morgan Combs. Morgan, if you are still here, you are a winner. I'd say come right next to me here and talk to Ryan, but it looks like he's out wandering around. So we've got some prizes here from the student body. So Morgan Combs, you are a winner. And now talking basketball is the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Shield, joins us. And Coach, I guess maybe this week it's a good thing there's no Thursday game, because Saturdays have been pretty good to you the last couple of weeks, as you got a second straight big win over a good team this last Saturday against Fort Hays State.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we've been playing much better on Saturdays, so hopefully that continues going into this weekend down at Missouri Western. And, you know, like you said, it's good to kind of have that full week to prepare for them, because there's a lot of little things that we needed to work on and fix. And between yesterday and today, I feel like we're making some progress.
With this being, I don't want to call it an off week, but a time where you don't have two games in a week, does it come at an okay time? I mean, you know, I know a lot of times you get a big win like that, you want to get right back out on the floor. But
yeah, you know, for us, just because we, you know, we don't play with a whole lot of depth. And so to be able to get a little more time off and one less game to prepare for, I think is definitely a good thing. You know, I can kind of tell, just, you know, there's a little extra life in the girls, but, you know, it's kind of in that in-between stage now, since they don't really have to get full go until Saturday. And so, you know, yesterday's practice was a little, you know, it wasn't as high energy as I would have liked, but it picked up today, and I imagine it'll probably pick up kind of as the week goes, just as we get closer to Saturday.
We've talked about confidence during that losing streak. That's a very delicate thing. You guys have won two or three against some good teams. Do you see that that's coming up a bit for this team?
It is. I think a lot of them are at that point, too, where they're, you know, realizing and understanding what they need to do consistently for us to be competitive and win these ball games. Because, you know, between SBU and Fort Hays, you know, we were pretty dialed in as far as executing things offensively, and, you know, just having everybody on the same page right from the start and getting off to a good start, not digging ourselves a hole in that first quarter.
It seems you have had three players basically in the 20-point mark. Those two wins we're talking about, you're 1 point away in the SBU game from having three in 20. What does that say about a team when you know you can put that many players scoring well like that?
Well, that's, you know, for us, that's what we have to have. And you know, with those three, you know, for the most part, you know, Tanya, she's going to be pretty consistent. You know, she's had a game or two where she's kind of, you know, fallen off a little bit, but she's been pretty consistent. And then with Aubrey and Jazz, they've been kind of hit or miss here and there. And so I've talked to them just about their consistency and making sure that, you know, they have to take that same approach going into each game and not pick and choose when they want to play, and just have that mindset going into it, understanding how big of an impact, you know, that they can have on the game.
And when you talk about the bench play, you may not have huge numbers necessarily off the bench, but it seems like you're still getting some important play from those players.
Yeah, you know, Mallory McAndrews has done a great job coming off the bench with the time when she's out there, just her ability to be an immediate shooting threat, three-point shooting threat, and, you know, she's probably one of our best, you know, guard defenders. She gives up some size, but you know, I think she makes up for that with just her knowledge on how to defend. And you know, so her production's been really good. And then Carly coming off the bench as well, giving us a few minutes here and there. And that's the one thing I've talked about with the kids that come off the bench, is when you're coming in, just make sure everything that you're doing and bringing is positive. And you know, don't try to go out and, you know, take over a situation or kind of do things just out of character. Just keep us going in the right direction.
The first matchup against Missouri Western, what did you learn from that matchup that you'll have to look to take into Saturday's game?
Well, for us with them, you know, that first time we played them, they really came out and just kind of stunned us with just their immediate ball pressure and things like that, which we knew it was coming. We worked on things that we were needing to do and things that we needed to avoid. And, you know, we stepped out on the floor like we'd never talked about it. And so, you know, the consistent ball pressure in the half court, in the full court, the physicality that they're going to bring is a lot of things that we've been implementing into practices these past couple days, as well as we go through the week here. And, you know, for us, I think we just have to go out and play with more confidence and be a lot more assertive, because you know it's going to be very comparable to our game with Fort Hays. Fort Hays is a very physical, very athletic team that's just going to keep coming at you, and Missouri Western is the same way. And so you have to get started going in the right direction and not dig yourself a hole against a team like that, because it's really hard to get out of it.
Now, you've seen some teams since that point that have tried to apply some pressure and been physical, probably seeing that tape. Now, I know they aren't doing it as well as Western does it, but it seems like the team is at least a little more comfortable with that. Are you seeing
that?
Yeah,
we've gotten better with that, because I think they kind of understand, you know, certain areas we need to avoid, certain types of, you know, pressure situations that are coming. And, you know, I thought throughout the Fort Hays game, we handled it pretty well. You know, obviously we had some breakdowns at times, but you know, for the most part, we handled it pretty well. And so that's the same thing that we're going to see on Saturday. We just have to make sure that we're aggressive against it, because the more aggressive you are against it, usually that's the more success you're going to have against that type of pressure.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch up with you Saturday afternoon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That is Buck Scheel, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, they'll match up against Missouri Western down in St. Joseph at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We're going to continue to talk basketball when we come back, as we'll jump to the men's side. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson's in downtown Maryville on KXEV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, we've got another winner to announce here. Lee Weisbach is a winner. So, Lee, if you're still here, come over and see Ryan here in the blue shirt just to my left and pick up your prize this evening. So it looks like we've got another winner coming this way. So that's good news. And again, with us, the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And speaking of good news, another good week for your team. A couple wins at home.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to win, and both games I thought we played well in spurts, especially the second half, really had to battle. I felt like both teams gave us a good challenge, a challenge that we needed, you know, where I think in the past we had been up, you know, 20, 25 points at half, and so it's hard to keep your kids engaged, and it's hard to challenge them with that, but I thought we were challenged, and I thought we overcame some things, and obviously came out with a win.
What are some of the big keys to having strong second halves like you did in the last two games?
You know, I think teams wear down. I think that teams plan so hard for us and adjust so much to try to beat us that they wear down. And you know, eventually we break them. And, you know, I think that's what you saw happen. I thought we played a little better in the second half, too. I thought we executed defensively in particular with a lot more energy. And, you know, that's why you kind of saw those scores obviously inflate quick.
One thing, too, that seems when you watch your team offensively, that if one aspect of the offense isn't there, another aspect maybe where one game you come out, you're shooting lights out from three-point range, then the next day you're getting some drives and dishes inside. So there's a lot of different ways that teams have to be prepared for you.
Yeah, and a lot of it is how they're playing us. And right now we're unselfish enough to be able to take what the defense gives us, and whether that's layups or threes, it just all depends on the game and the situation and the player and so many different factors. But, you know, we shoot a high percentage from three. The reason you shoot a high percentage, the reason you shoot threes is to get layups. And so, you know, our number one objective is to get layups. How do you do that? You space the floor with shooters, and obviously it's worked for us this far.
And when you talk about the three-point shooting, it really seems like you've got more guys this year that are more consistent as far as knocking down some threes, to where it's hard to just concentrate on, say, Zach. You've got Ryan coming off the bench. Of course, Justin can knock down a three. So you've got some weapons out there on the perimeter.
We do. You know, I don't think we probably have quite the shooting we had last year. I think we've got guys that can get the paint a little bit better, meaning they can drive a little better and kick. You know, I think we've got better rhythm offensively this year. I think our defense is considerably better, so that naturally helps your offense because you're in transition more offensively. And so I think you're seeing a lot of those numbers. And Ryan just won't ever shoot the ball, and that's why he's shooting a high percentage. Today I told him, I said, hey, if you don't shoot on this possession, you will not play a minute next game. And he shot it. He missed it. But, golly, he needs to shoot more. Shoot that percentage down a little bit. You know, there's a couple other players on my team. I won't name names, but I see one of them right now. If I told them to shoot threes, boy, they'd be firing it up there. So hopefully he'll get the message.
And the one here tonight, Anthony Woods, will be coming up and talking a little bit later. He's a guy that really has given you some solid minutes this season.
He has, absolutely. And he's one of those guys that can really get the paint and find shooters and obviously finish on top of it. So, you know, that's kind of the change in us offensively from last season. you know, where Connor was a little bit more shoot and drive and score. Anthony's more can set guys up in drive, and so there's a little bit of difference there, and obviously he's having a good year.
This week you don't have a game either on Wednesday or Thursday, the whole week to prepare for Missouri Western. When you look at a week like this, what's more important, the physical rest you might get or the mental rest as you right here in the middle of the season?
We always say it's the mental rest. I don't think you'll probably get your legs back until the season's over for a month. I mean, you don't really physically have an opportunity to totally recover and get your legs fresh while you're trying to condition as well. And so I think it's the mental break. The mental fatigue can really affect you physically. And so, you know, the 2 days that we took off and then last 2 days we've had really good practices. We've done more teaching than we had. And you know, we went in Martindale, our other gym, and so it's a real private gym, and feel like we've gotten some stuff done.
Missouri Western coming up, the second time that you've seen the Griffins this year, win earlier this year, of course, but it looks like when you see the Griffin scores at this particular time, it really looks like they're playing a lot better basketball than they were when you faced them earlier this season. What are some of the areas that they've improved upon since then?
I think they found a little offensive rhythm. I think defensively they're considerably better. I think they plug gaps pretty good and they'll get after you, compete. And so, I guess on film it's tough. You know, part of it too is, you know, they're playing teams after we play them, you know, and so that helps. You know, I think that the teams get pretty excited for us and then, just because of the ranking, and not that they're not excited to play them, it's just a different level of excitement. And so I think you'll see some of that with their scores too, but yeah, I think they're playing well. The kids are bought in. It'll be a tough game. Anytime you go to Mo West, it doesn't matter how good the record is, it's going to be tough.
It sounds too like the trip down there this Saturday, there's a huge push to get a lot of folks wearing green to be in the stadium, the arena down there. How much fun will that be when you go on an opponent's home floor? And obviously we've had good crowds at Missouri Western throughout the years, but to see that many folks from Northwest down at the games, what's that mean to a team when you go on the road?
Oh, we love that. We love the green there, and honestly, we like the black and gold there too. It doesn't bother us. We just like a big crowd. Our kids embrace that. They embrace going on the road and playing and competing and trying to take it at somebody else's place. And so, the more green, the better. And then obviously, we'll take some black and gold as well. We'll take it all. We just enjoy playing in front of a crowd and competing.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, again, regardless if it's a hostile environment or not. When you get a packed house, it just seems like players. Level just goes up a little bit in games like that.
Yeah, it gives our kids energy, and we've been in big games, so it doesn't really affect us as far as our play goes. It doesn't change the way we play. We don't try to do things that we wouldn't normally do, and I think with a lot of teams it does affect. And I don't know that Western necessarily is used to big crowds, and so you get a big crowd, maybe that affects them. I don't know, but we'd love to see some green, and we'd love to have it down there.
A lot of basketball left to be played this season at this particular juncture. Where are some areas that you want to see this team improve on?
We just need to keep we talked about it the other day, sharpening the blades. I think you get to a point where, we compared it to sharpening it. Well, you get to a point where your blade still works, even though it may be going dull because you're not sharpening it consistently. But it's kind of a misconception because it's still working. And so, when you win like that, sometimes you don't see slippage, and I'm hoping that we're seeing that slippage. I'm hoping that our guys can adjust to that. I'm hoping that they can see that, hey, we need to continue to sharpen our tools and continue to improve and get better.
One final question for you here, and probably one you haven't been asked this season, and one that probably not a lot of people have thought about, just with Adam Doral leaving the Bearcat football program, going down to Abilene Christian. It really kind of leaves a hole in the noontime basketball league there a little bit. How has that affected the play at noon?
Well, it's been disappointing because football thinks they need to focus on recruiting for some reason, and so a lot of the football staff isn't around for noon ball, and so then we don't get any games. And then obviously I think the athleticism with Adam Doral leaving goes drastically down. The wardrobe that he wears you know, and just the style and obviously the appearance. You know, when he does wear that wardrobe, he's not here to defend himself, so it's hard to go in. And, you know, he's actually a pretty good noon ball player because he knows he plays within himself. He sets screens, he rebounds, and he fouls a lot. and he's figured out that he can make a living at noon ball doing that. But, you know, hopefully we'll get a session in tomorrow. We got to talk to that women's basketball coach and get him back out there.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes he kind of bows out on us, but we'll get him right.
You know, I think AD kind of brings back that mid-70s look out there, doesn't he, a bit? When
I don't know what you'd call it, because mid-70s, you know, it just, I don't know what kind of look you'd call that. More of a cross-country runner type look on a guy that was an offensive lineman in college. You know, and so, no, he always makes when he comes up, I think he makes it a point to dress as interesting as he possibly can, just so that we'll get a chuckle out of it. But no, he'll definitely be missed in noon ball. He brought a lot of energy, I'll tell you that much.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
Again, that's Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We'll come back and talk with Anthony Woods off with the men's team. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips or at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Before we talk with Anthony Woods, we've got a couple more people to announce who are winners this evening on the show. Jocelyn Abadoff, along with Josh Bowers, are winners. So Jocelyn and Josh, come over and see Ryan right over to our left and pick up your prize from tonight's show. And again, with us, Anthony Woods, guard off the Bearcat men's basketball team. And Anthony, before we talk more serious about some things, I understand I was talking to you a little bit earlier, too, that Austin Meyer, your associate head coach, kind of worked out with you guys a little bit today. How'd he do?
He did pretty good. He's trying to get back in shape. It's always funny to see the coaches run with us, do stuff with us on the court. So he did pretty good.
All right. He was hanging with you then a little bit, huh?
Not with me, but he was up there, but I wouldn't say with me.
All right. Well, Anthony, let's just talk about this season for you. Moving into the starting lineup and doing well, and then your last couple games coming off the bench and still performing well. Just talk about your role on the team and some things you're trying to bring to this Bearcat squad.
I try to bring a lot of energy. Coach Mack's always on me about bringing energy to the team, and I try to create for others and get our shooters a lot of shots, get paint. Just taking what the defense gives me, pretty much.
It looks like you've really patented that move to the bucket, driving down the lane, and being able to finish off a lot of those with some drives, some layups, and getting fouled and getting to the free throw line this season.
That's pretty much my go-to. Trying to get to the rim, get fouled, or just create. That's pretty much what I do, and I've just been trying to stay focused on that.
You've been a part of this program for some time now. What are some of the things that you really enjoy about being a Bearcat?
The team and the coaches, we all bond pretty well, and our team's so funny, man. It's like no one really knows, like, off the court how funny and how much we bond off the court. I just really like our bond. nobody's selfish or just tries to separate from the team. Everybody's really connected, and that's what I really like.
Seems like it makes the road trips a lot more fun than when you have that type of connection.
Yeah, really. Every time we're on the road, it's always fun because our coach is always cracking jokes, and we're going at them, and they're coming back. So it's always fun.
And let's talk about the season again. Undefeated at this particular point, nationally ranked. How much pride does this team take in being the number one team in the nation right now? Does it add any extra pressure to you, or is that something that you guys really embrace?
It always adds pressure when you're number one in the country, because every team tries to come out and, you know, because they want to play their best. You're number one, they're going to try to play their best. I don't think we really focus on the whole number one thing. I think we just really focus on doing the little things to win the games, you know, and I think that's what puts us at number one, is that Coach Mack really preaches off doing the little things that win the games, and we really focus in on those things.
And I guess to get to where you are, and again, this is something you hear a lot in sports, but the one game at a time mentality, is that something you guys really kind of focus on as well?
Oh, yeah. Every team, we take scouting pretty heavy. Every team we play, that one game at a time. We never focus ahead on the other team. We always just take it one game at a time.
And that scouting is such an important role. And again, it really seems like the coaching staff has you guys so prepared, because you guys really come out on the floor, and it doesn't seem like there's anything that the other teams throw at you that really surprises you that much.
Oh, yeah. That's something that we really take pride in, is the scouting. Coach Mack, he really wants us to pay attention to it. If we're in the game and we mess up on scouting, he's always on us. And we're just like, dang, like, you know. But, I mean, we really focus in on that, and I think that helps us out a lot.
Missouri Western coming up Saturday. How much fun is it to square off against a team like Missouri Western, a nearby rival?
Oh, it's always good. Rival game's always good, especially, you know, at their house. I'm sure they'll bring out a lot of people. It should be fun, really.
Come to Northwest from Park Hill South after a little bit of a stop in JUCO ball in Nebraska. Just what brought you to Northwest? What are some of the things that really attracted you to play basketball here?
First off, Coach Mack, I mean, he was straightforward with me. I always like wanted my coaches to be straightforward, and he lets me know like what I'm doing wrong and what I need to work on, and that's what I really like. And the winning atmosphere, you know, and I came in and really liked how everybody, you know, there was no selfish player when I came in and played with the team, and I really like that.
Academically, what are you studying here?
I'm in corporate rec right now.
All right.
Yeah.
What kind of goals do you have after graduation?
I want to coach when I'm like officially done playing, but I'm gonna try to see if I can keep playing for a little bit more after this and see how that goes.
Right, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. Well, Anthony, thanks a lot for being with us, and again, good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Anthony Woods, a guard for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We're back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More at 582-3131 or in store at 5th and Buchanan or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Back at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we wrap up the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, trip down to St. Joe, not too far of a trip down for a matchup this weekend with Missouri Western.
Yeah, and I suspect we're going to see a big crowd down there. You know, we saw some early season play down in St. Joe for the teams, and they saw good crowds down there, but it wasn't the Missouri Western game, even though it was in the same gym. So hopefully we'll see a lot of green down in St. Joe on Saturday.
And both teams playing pretty good basketball, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the last two Saturdays have been doubleheader sweeps. You know, it'd be nice to see that go to three straight Saturdays, but they're going to be tough basketball game, so they'll be entertaining, that's for sure.
And a reminder too about the start times, just a little bit different down there this weekend. Normally you're looking at 1:30 and 3:30, but we've got 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock starts down there.
Yep, so I guess even if you do show up for the 1:30 3:30 yeah, start, you're still gonna be okay.
Yeah.
You just may be sitting around bored a little while.
No doubt about that. And we'll have both games along the Bearcat Radio Network as well as KXCV, KRNW. Airtime is 1:40 with our pregame for the women, and we'll go right through to the men's game after that. So that's coming up this weekend from St. Joseph. My thanks here tonight to all of our guests involved with the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, Matt Gorder, and also with us Ryan Elliott. We're helping out with the prizes here this evening as well. And we'll be back with Bearcat basketball this weekend, 1:40, with our pregame Northwest and Missouri Western from St. Joseph. And for everyone involved, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.